Secretary McNamara on 90.
All right, now let me see what it was I was calling him about. I've forgotten that. So long. Who is this Charles Bonesteel that you're sending to the United Nations?
That's an Army general who's a Rhodes Scholar, very able person. He has an eye injury that makes it impossible for him to have a field command. He was brought back here from Germany about a year ago for eye treatment. Had it not been for that, he would have been probably the ranking Army officer in Europe today.
You know him?
Yes, I do. He's known as Tick Bonesteel, T-I-C, Bonesteel.
Got any significance to that?
No, but I thought you might possibly have known him by that name. He's been well known in the Army for many years because he's a bright, able officer. Did you have some question about him?
Well, I just want to know who knows him. I'm getting to where I question everybody now because everybody I appoint, nearly the next day, somebody comes along and shows up slicing a little bit, and I just want to be damn
sure
that my men that are looking at him know that, A, he's qualified, and B, that he believes in what we're doing, and C, that he's a Johnson man and won't be slicing his commander-in-chief up.
I think you could count on this man to meet all three qualifications. Dean knows him also, I believe, because he's been one of the brighter people here and did go to Oxford.
Has Goldberg, that doesn't recommend him. Does Goldberg know him?
I don't believe so. He doesn't know him well in any case. He may have met him, but I'm sure he doesn't know him well.
You do know him well.
I know him well. I've worked with him myself personally over the last 3 or 4 years here.
Will you tell him before he goes off what's expected of him?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, will you get me in the next week your three expert nominees that you want to rest the reputation of the McNamara family name on for the head of the Urban Affairs Department?
My God, yes. I
go on, and you've picked all these damn Republicans over there in the Defense Department, and you have...
My God, we got them all converted to Democrats now. That's the best source of new candidates for the Democratic Party you can find.
Not what I read the ticker. I heard a fella say yesterday that a reserve officer of yours has been right all along.
Look, now, I tried to get rid of him a lot earlier than some other people would allow me to. You'll have to admit the truth of that.
I wish I could laugh, but I got a brace on me.
Okay.
But get out now and let's
sure.
Get some great people. And I don't know.
Sure.
They rolled us up there the last day or two because we don't tend to the homework.
Yeah.
And,
well, that son of a bitch Ford came out today with a statement supporting that reserve officer you're speaking of. I just had him on the phone when you called. I'm going to try and go up and see him and tamp him down a bit, but. That was a disgraceful thing he said. I don't know whether you saw it. He just supported LeMay and said, you and I ought to let the Air Force do what they should do to save American lives and so on.
Okay, well, we'll go on with Bonesy.
All right, fine.